This is Shal about Oisav Yes Benoi. So Shochto, let's say first you shechted the mother, the cow. The Yes Bas Bito. Then you shechted the granddaughter of the behema. So far you didn't do any Yisav. Torah only says you can't shecht the mother and its kid. But the kid's kid and the grandmother, it's mutter. Now V'yachakach Shochet as Bito. Now you shechted the mother's kid. So it comes out now this middle kid, this third one, really now you did two Yisurim. Because you shechted the mother and the kid, and this kid and its kid. That's also two times Eisav Yes Benoi. So, Sefik Es HaBoyim. Hakam says you only get one Malkus. You get two times the same love. Sum Chesai Meno, Mishum Rebbe Meir, Sefik Shmoni, you get twice Malkus. Because even though it's one mice, you're shechting this middle kid now, this third kid you're shechting, but it's called like two Averis. So therefore you get the twice Malkus. The same thing now, Mishnah also, Yechon and Benuri also, you live with this one lady, she happens to be your mother-in-law, and your mother's mother-in-law, and your father's father-in-law's mother. So even though all the lavim are in the same postic, but since it's different Isurim, you get different Malkusin. It's one Maisaveri, you get three Malkusin. Like here, it's one Shchita, now you get two Malkusin. Omer Rav says back, no. Dilma maybe, it's not true. Ad kan lo kum Rav Yochanan ben Nuri hocho ele mishum shemes mechlokim. Rav Yochanan ben Nuri now Mishnah only says the reason why you get three malchus in, because each shame, each avera is like a different name on it. The nikri chamoisin is one lady happens to be your mother-in-law. Or nikri aim chamoisin is also the mother of your mother-in-law. Or nikri aim chamof, she's also called the mother of your father-in-law. So since there are three names to her, that's why you get three Malkus in. Avo Gabi Yosef Yes Benoit. Raviel, you shecht first the cow, then the grandson, and then you shecht the son. Tekula Yosef Yes Benoit Mikrin. Both ways up and down, it's called an Is Yosef Yes Benoit. The Ein Shemus Mechlokim, they don't have different names to it, it's called one Maisavera. Therefore, Loi, maybe Rav Yochanan ben Nuri and our Mishnah would not agree to Rabbi Meir, so they don't say the same thing to Sumchas to Shem Meir. And right, Omer of Nachman by Yitzchak Duma maybe at Kamal Kama Sumchus. When does Sumchus say here, when you shech this middle kid, that you chayv twice, Ella Gabi Yosef Yes Benoi, the Gufa Mechlokim. So Meister, first you shechted the mother, and then you shechted the grandchild. And now when you shech the kid, so this kid, the reason why you chayv twice, because it's called from the grandmother and from the grandchild. It's called both ways. There are two different people involved. Aval hoch or the engufu mulokun. Over here now, Mishnah, we live with this one lady. She happens to be your mother-in-law, your mother's mother-in-law, and your father's mother-in-law. So it's one lady, the engufu mulokim, aim the krebavua. Rav Yechon Srirlei. Maybe he holds a krebavua. The other rabavua says, Rav Yechonon, sheira heino zim hida posik says, akofa or kosav osum lakulun zimachas. Torah calls it all like one big love, that's all. Since it's one lady in the Mishnah, Rashi says, Zimachas, Diyena Chayev al Isho, Bito, Bas Penobe, Biachas, Kamasnis Nelachas. Since it's all one love, it's one person, maybe you only Chayev one Malkusin. So, kids, the two swords are not Daimaladodi. The Mishnah says, Omer Rabbi Kiva, Shalti Yeshom Gamliel. Rabbi Kiva says, Yeshom Gamliel, for Yeshom Yeshua, Beitlis. In Russia, Itlis means a shuk in the marketplace. Shall imum in this place imum. He asked him a lashal like this. Shal chulikar beim alamishta benoi shur gamliel. His gamliel went to the marketplace to buy food for the wedding of his son. He was marrying off his son. So by the marketplace, Rabbi Kiva asked him, habo ala choisai. Let's say a person lives with his sister. Fi ala chois aviv. His sister happens to also be his father's sister. It also happens to be his mother's sister. Now, how many like chatzoyis does he get? If he's a b'shegig, chayiv achas akulun. Don't chayiv one on all three of them, or he chayiv kol achas v'yachas. Chayiv each one separately. Mice is like the different shemus here, but one person. So Omer lo, they said back to him lo shemano. He said that to give this, we did not hear clearly this halacha. Avol shemano, we heard like this. Ha'bual hay noshim. Someone lived with his five wives that were nidois, delamachas. Person had five wives, and all of them were nidus, and live with all of them, with one forgetting, he didn't realize they were nida. Shuchai the kolakas garas locheres ischai five chatois. So they said back to the kiva, for any shadavam kalbuchaim, like as a kalbuchaim was to say that in your shalu also you be chayiv three separate chatois. You'll see why. So must say this. First of all, what's the Mishnah talking about? What was the Kiva's first Shiloh? That she's your sister and your father's sister and your mother's sister. And let me, if you want to tell me Kiyotoni, the way it says the Pasha means we're three different ladies. Your guy lived with his own sister, then he lived with his father's sister and his mother's sister. So, my Kibbutz, what's your question? How Hashem was Mechlokim or Igufu Mechlokim? They're different names and different people. So, Avadi Yechayim, three Chatois, what's your Shiloh? Eli Rabbi Ochik, that's what he meant to say. Habo al Achois Oviv. Shehi achois imai, or should be achoisai. You're living with your sister, and your sister happens to be your father's sister, and she also happens to be your mother's sister. There's one person you're living with. The shalur is chayiv achas akulam. Since it's one person, you only chayiv one chatis, or you chayiv akulachas biachas. Since the maestro have three different names here, maybe you chayiv three chatoras, that's the shayla. Ma, what's the locha? Mi amrina do, we say arei shemes machlokim. The different names of the Yisurim, say if we Yechayah three chatois, or do we maybe know, Harei ain't gufa machlokim, it's only one body, it's only one person, so maybe you only Yechayah one. On the Lord, he said back to him, Lo Shemana, this we did not hear clearly. Abu Shemana, we heard about this, that Abol, hey, not somebody loses his five wives, Nidus, all five were Nidus, but Vasakas at one time, or it should be Behelamachas, it should be, with one forgetting, Shushem Echot, it's all one name of a Nida, Shechayev HaKolachas V'yachas, the Yishayev on each one is separate, Chatis Mishum Nida, if so, V'rinu Shadron Kabachayma, we see it to be Kabachayma, Omaha, Blah, Hainosh, some of those are his five wives, Nidas, Bavasachas, at one time, is Behelamachas, Shishem Achas, all one Isser of a Nida, still you tell me now what Chayev HaKolachas V'yachas, Yishayev five Katois, is so here with his lady, is Achoisa, she's your sister. She achosav, she also happens to be your father's sister. She achosimu, she's also your mother's sister. Shein gimel sheinus, that there's three different names, three different yisurim. Is there anything in the Torah to say she achayv chalakas biachas? Tavari she bichayv three chatois. That's what Rav Gamliel answered back. So Mora says no. The Chori Kol Nifrach, he asked a question. It's Ikol Nifrach. Ma lahi nidois shekein gufu machlokim. What kind of kavakarim is this? If you live with your five wives, each wife is a different lady. So since it's a different gufim, that's why you chayiv five different chatois. But over here, it's one lady, maybe you only chayiv one chatis. What kind of kavachayim is it? Celebrat made it meant like this. Celebrat, the Omar Kodoposik says, Eras achoisoi gilo is lechayiv al achoisoi shi achois oviv shi achoisima. Rashi said there's an extra posik. He has more than bezim and bez. That there's an extra posik, Eras achoisoi, Torah says extra, so the extra pasuk comes to teach us that there's a case where there's one lady could be your sister and your mother's sister and your father's sister, Yechayah 3. So that's the pshat what they meant to answer back. Not really from a kalba chayim of hey nidus, but start from a pasuk rather that Yechayah 3. Oma Rav Ada Baravo Mishkakos, how do we find this case? How do you have such a case that the one lady could be your sister and your father's sister and your mother's sister? How do you have that? So Mishkachas, you can find it, Rishor Bar Rishoy. That Rishoy, that they live with one another. How did that happen? Shebo Alimai, a son lived with his mother. For other based bonus, the mother now gave birth to two daughters. For Chosro Bo Alachas, man, now this son came and lived with one of his sisters, one of his daughters, it's both, it's a sister and a daughter. Voilet Ben, and he had a son. Obo Bunai, this son now lives Alachai Simai, his mother's sister. So now when that son lives with his mother's sister, his mother's sister comes out to be Shi Achoisai. She's really a sister from the same father. Shi Achois Ovid, it's also your father's sister. Tehevele Rishoy Bar Rishoy, it's also your mother's sister. So kids, it could be there's the case that you have one lady, she's both your sister, your mother's sister, your father's sister. So sometimes it's coming out, we have a special Xeros Kosiv, the Pasuk says extra. Erebras Achoisai Gilov teaches such a case, Shechayim. Now, Tana Rabbanan says, Bo leho, let's say a person lived with an erva, any one of the ervas, a man lived with her, lived with his sister, whatever it is. V'chozru bo leho, lived with her a second time. V'chozru bo leho, lived with her a third time. So chayiv v'kolachas v'yachas, lived with her a blez. A kiddush, a blez old, yichayiv, three chatois. even though it's Behelo Machas, it's one forgetting, and it's one shame, but since you did the Aveira three times, you also chayev three chatois. The Chachom say no. Ein chayev elo achas, you only chayev one. Since it's Behelo Machas, it's one forgetting, and it's one Aveira, you only chayev one chatois. Well, Moedim Chachom Rabbi Lezer, but the Chachom agreed to Rabbi Lezer, the Boal Hei Noctus, the man lived with his five wives. Nidus, that the Nidus, the Vasachas at one time, Shechayev the Kolachas Viachas, that is chayiv five different chatois. Why? Hoyev u'gorm lehen. Like he is what caused for them. Rashi says, lohavi kolachas chatis. And each one of his wives is chayiv chatis. So since they're chayiv chatis, he's also chayiv chatis, five of them. Kitza means the gufa machlokim. Since there are five different ladies, and each lady has her own chayiv chatis now, so the man also has to bring five chatois. Yeah. Jezachom just say, where it's one man living with the same lady three times, they only chayiv once. But if it lives with five different ladies, it's five chatois. Amar Rav, Rabbi says, Amar Rav Nachman, mi yamrin, is it true, do we say, hoy yuvu gorm lehen. Since the man causes them to be chayiv the separate chatis, he's also chayiv, and since it's gufa machlokim, is a chum agree to this, for Tani would learn like this, hu behelo machas, vihi behe alomis. He did it with one forgetting, and she did it with five forgettings. Rashi says, Bein hei bias, dei arroyis, whether it was five different bias with five different ladies, Bein hei bias, akolachas. Yeah. Fehein hei elamis, minchenoid alacholechon, bein kol bia bia. The ladies all knew in between each bia that it wasn't a vera that was done to her. So second time goes, he has a chiva second chatis. So the man has one hell, he forgot all the time. He thought it was his wife all the time. And these ladies, though, in between, they realized each time it was an Aveira. So Lachur is, who ain't a Chayev Alachas? The man is only Chayev one. But for he, the lady, Chayev is a Kolachas V'Yachas. So see, clearly, even though the lady is a Chayev five Chatois, the man is not. So I do not say that since he causes them to be Chayev five, he should also be Chayev five. No, they're Chayev five, but them it's a separate Halama. He's only Chayev one, it's only one Halama. So see, the Rabbanon don't agree. Elirad aim like this, and it is the Svara. Hoyuv agufa machlokim. That's what the Chum means to say. That if a man lives with his five different wives, each one's a nida, since each one's a separate guf, there they agree, Yechayiv five chatois. It's only if you live with the same lady five times, you only chayiv one. But it's five different ladies, each lady is another guf, it's mechayiv you another carbon. Iborlo, the question like this. What's going to be according to Rabbi Lezer? Cuts, let's say somebody cuts down cuts down grapes on Shabbos. The cuts up, then he cuts down again. Mali Yom Rablez, what Rablez is say? If he does this both one after another on Shabbos, with one forgetting. So Chayiv one chatis or two. So time with Rablez is the reason of Rablez, the host of Mishum, to who Ovid Tartin. He did two Averis. That's why Rablez does Chayiv twice. He lived with the same lady twice. So since it's two separate Averis, he holds his Chayiv two Chatois, even though it's with one forgetting. Vachinam here also then. The Yavet Tartan, he did two Averis. He cut down grapes in the morning. Then he cuts down grapes in the afternoon on Shabbos. Since it's two separate Maisek Siras, he'll be Chayiv two Chatois. Or Duma maybe no. Time with Rablez also, what's with Rablez over there? Mishum. The Efshalerli Arvan Labias Azubazu. You can't do two Bias together. You have to do one after another. So therefore, each B is called like a separate Maisavera. Amtuloch Yemer Blas the Chayav Chalachas Vera. Therefore, he says, even though you live with the same lady twice, but each B is called a new Bia. You can't do it together. Avul Kotz like a Gregus. But if you cut down the Gregus worth of food, it's a date, the size of a date worth of food, so you Chayav on Shabbos. Then v'chozda v'kotza gregris belamachas, kivon diyeshlo la'arvon shtei gregris masachas, it's possible to cut down the size of two gregris at one time. And one shot to hold them both together with one knife, you're cutting off together. But since it's possible to do both mice from the same time, is Enochai Belachas, maybe he agrees, you chayiv once, even though you do it there, but still, it's called one big mice, you only chayiv one chatis. So my, that's the Shalvat Halacha. Some of Rabbi says like this, time of the reason of Rabbi Lezer is, Hosom, Mishum, Diyovit, Tarti. The Svar of the Stam, he was boiled the same Misha twice. He did two Mice of Erez, he's Chayav two Chatois, even though it was one forgetting. So, Achinam Yerosom and Shabbos, and by Shabbos also, Hoavit Tarti, he did two Mice of Erez, he cut down once the size of a gregress of food, then he cut down a second time, another grass, a bundle of whatever, wherever he's cutting off, apples, grass, whatever it is, pulls off two different apples, he's Chayav twice. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef says no. Rabbi Yosef Lamar, time with the Rabbi Eliezer. Also, what's the reason Rabbi Eliezer over there? The Yeshdul Larvan, because by Bias you can't mix the two Bias together. Each one's called a Choshev and Ma'is Avera. Avul Efshel Eliyarvan, but here by Shabbos cutting off the grapes, it's possible to cut off the two or three grapes together. In the Chayv Alachas, you only Chayv one. That's what Rabbi Yosef would say. Eisvei Abayi LeRabba. So Abai is the kasha to Rab like this. Yeah. Rabbi was the one that said that you chayv twice. So Abai is the kasha to Rab like this. Eisvei Abai the Rabba. Reb Lezer mechayiv al vlodei melochus b'mokam ovis. If on Shabbos you do a tolda and a nav together, you'll chayv twice on melochus. Mashmo av the abba basachas potter. Must if you do two of it together, you only chayiv once. The question is why. So yeah, but if you're going to tell me time with Reb Lezer mishum de kovet tarti because you did two averis, so my potter. Why if you do two malachas together are you potter? Why you should be chayiv also? So ma bread the rabbonin no anov Rebbe Nechunya ben Zecharia. Rishul Yom Amab read the Rav Noi that Ano Miv Rav Nechumya Ben Zecharia Tagmina we interpret it like this: Hoko Mayaskinon Bidales Bidalis Hamudalis Agabitena. This is a vine that's growing over a fig tree. To cut some of Asachas and you cut it down together, you cut off the figs and you also cut off the vine to use the vine for burning purposes, for wood purposes. So Rashi says like this. You're cutting off the vine to burn it. The kotz v'basachas pri, you cut off the dates and the vine. The chayiv shtayim chada pri detainer dehainu kaitzer chayiv for kaitzer. The chada zmoiro the tolder the kaitzer. And the Shabbos, yeah, that's a tolder tolder. That's why you chayiv twice, because it's an av and a tolder. In such a case, mishum hochi mechayiv Reb Lezer. That they're two separate molochis and they're two different gufim. But the kavos the kotzer the kotzer hechem mishkakas lo demifter. How do we have a case of it would have been two ovis that we say yepoter going shekotzer shtei gregos of asachas? Only because you cut them both together. If we did two molochis of asachas, that's why yepoter. Avo but in the case of kotzer kegregos. The chos of the kotz of kegregos could be chayiv if you cut once kegregos off. You cut off a date, and then later cut off another date could be kotz of less. You'd be chayiv twice. Here the deek is you did both at the same time. So if it's an av and a tolder, then you chayiv. It's called two separate things. If you did two ovis, means you cut off two gregos at one shot, then avad you only chayiv one. But in the case we cut one gregos now and one gregos later. Then Taika's called like two separate averis. Then Reb Lezer, according to Rab, would hold Yechayiv twice. Now the Mishnah says, V'yoyid shor Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva asked him another question. You also asked another question from Gamliel and Yeshua. Eiver hamadudu b'beheima. You have an animal, and one of its limbs, let's say its legs, is hanging off. It's hanging, but still attached a little bit. Now, what's the locha? Does it have tumor or not? The locha is once the eiver comes off, it has locha like an avela. So what's the locha? Omrul, they sent back to Rabbi Kiva, Leshemana, this we did not hear clearly. Avoshemana, we heard like this. Avram adudu b'yodam, what's going on if a man has a limb hanging off? Shutor, the kolzaman, the limb is attached to the body, it's tor. When the limb comes off, an avram, and a chai has tumma like an ace. But if it's still attached, a locha is tor. Vikach, hoyu, muchin shchin, that's what muchin shchin, people like monas had shchin,